Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Peloyoitz in Ois Aleph, Shir number 102, and a new topic. An interesting topic that the Peloyoitz felt it's appropriate to spend some time on. And if he felt it's appropriate to spend some time on, by definition, he doesn't write about everything. We see it's important. And the topic here is called Asufa. Asufa is to gather. And he's telling us the benefits and the appreciation we have to have. Appreciation is a key word. Appreciation we have to have for those Tamidei Chachamim that wrote Svarim and gathered together information on certain topics in one place and enable us to open up those Svarim. And everything is right there in front of us. That's what he tells us. Kamatoiva asli lanu bali asufais. How much great acts of chesed these people who gathered together from all different svarim. Rasein akdoish meshev choldar vadar zochu v'ziku es arabim. Great leaders of Klal Yisrael and great tamid chachamim from all generations have done works like this. If not for them, the Torah would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. But Prat, even more so, could go on Anu Dor Yosim, an orphan generation. Yasmi Diasmi. Children of orphans doesn't mean biological orphans. What it means is the Hadrocha, the direction of life. Asher Tirdoi says, man, Rabu Aleinu. The burdens of life are so many upon us of Eina Pinai Maskim Itanu, and we don't have so much time to gather together and to learn in the same depth that they used to in the past. That's what he says here. Lilmoid Bishkida with the same diligence, Kokah Kimaya Rishinim, Vidatenu Kitsara, and we don't have the mental capability like they used to have. Imnovi Lilmoid Svarim Harbe in Kates. And if we're going to learn all the different Svarim, who has all the time for that? And who has all the Svarim? Okay, now this was, of course, before Eitzer HaChachma. Those are the, Bar Ilan computer programs and all those things. But through the fact that everything is gathered together, and in fact, in this generation, those who have those computer programs with all those thousands and thousands of Svarim, that's really what he's referring to. The benefits we have to appreciate those programs. I will tell you that many yeshivas, real large institutions, Kaidulin, they have these programs. They have access, they have computers, and they have these programs that enable people to search any sefer that is most for the most part accessible in the world. And he goes back, he says, in every generation, you need those svarim, that, like the Rambam, he says, that gather together the works that he did, or the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, and the Knesset HaGdolah, and many like them, that they were like eyes for us. And he's encouraging this generation and every other generation that comes to do the same, whatever that generation needs, gather together, write those svarim, to put things in one place for people to learn that topic. Kol tamid chacham ashechadon Hashem das usvarim harbe yishtadu lohayu l'rabim bedvarim anitzrochem me'oid, and help and assist by writing svarim that the generation need. As Gemara Brachas tells us, Hakol tzrichim lamari chitaya, everyone needs to gather wheat. And in this case, it means to gather the svarim together, the topics together. V'yasu asifas kiyad l'shem ha-toiv aleyem. Mimi koytzei dinim al abaturim. Mimi miklolim. Mimi hakdomis ledrushim. He says, make all different types of svarim. He's pushing people, right? If you're in the category of writing svarim, if you're on the level of doing that, make sure you do it. Whether it's halacha svarim, whether it's hashkafa svarim, he says over here, mehak domes ledrushim. There's a sefer, I know. There's a sefer. It's a beautiful sefer. It's exactly what he's talking about here. He puts together a lot, it's all in safe already, so it's a lot of pieces of introductions to Svarim. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes you will find jewels, diamonds, rubles. I don't know what rubles are. Okay. You'll find these great stones of value in the introductions to Svarim. Sometimes people just skip the introduction and they go straight to the Sefer because they bought the Sefer for the Sefer, not for the introduction. And I'm going to tell you something else now. Sometimes you're going to find gold in the approbations to Svarim, in the Haskamas to Svarim. Now, how do I know this? I'm telling you my personal experience. You open up the introduction to the Sefer and you find unbelievable beauty, such as a Sefer HaChinuch. Every single Yid, women, men, children, everybody, should learn the introduction to the Sefer HaChinuch. If you want to see it in English, they have it. Feldheim has it for decades translation. You want to see our school's version, our school translated also. In English, I don't know if you speak French, I can't help you with that. But we can work on it. Everyone has to see that introduction. It has a beautiful explanation of the beauty of the emes, of the mesorah of our religion, of Yiddishkeit. Then there's a beautiful introduction to the Sefer Eglei Tal, which is written by the Sochet Shaver, the Avnei Nezer, the son-in-law of the Kotzker Rebbe, the father of the Shemesh Shmuel. The Eglei Tal that tells us that if you enjoy your learning, that's the greatest madrega. Don't think you're cheapening your level because you're getting something out of it, out of the Limud HaTorah. No, you enjoy the learning. That's great. Enjoy it. That's what it's there for. You could enjoy it. You should enjoy it. That's the Eglei Tal's Akdama. And there's a Sefer that puts together exactly what he says over here. Mehak Domes L'Droshim. And he puts in these type of... It's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. Then he brings another one. Might not be as popular. You know why? What's the next topic he brings here? Omi mi teichach es musar v'chadayme. Sometimes, I don't know, people don't like to hear musar. Not only that, sometimes you hear people say, I never give musar. You know, I'm not understanding that. If people don't, first of all, want to hear musar, they're saying, I don't want to improve. Now, obviously, everyone listening to the shurim, you're not in that category because it's a musar group. It's simple as that. But furthermore, sometimes people praise themselves, oh, I don't give musar. One second. If the person's a rav, if the person's a mayor hayirav, if the person's in a position, what's the praise you don't give musar? So who's supposed to instruct if not for you? You know, unfortunately, in this generation, everyone all of a sudden becomes a big man de Omar, a big speaker, because you make your own podcast, you make your own shir, and before you know it, now, where are they getting the knowledge base from? I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. This is something personal. Now, how do you say something personal to hundreds of people? Okay, I'm going to tell you something personal. It's true. I am at times uncomfortable speaking in front of real Tamidei Chachamim, Rosh Yeshivas. I don't want to be speaking in front of them. I want them to be speaking. I want to make sure I'm saying something that's 100% Emes Lamitan. I always feel I am. But, you know, you get a little nervous, you know, in front of the... And in this generation, everybody just says whatever they want to say. And all of a sudden, they become the Gadol Hador and whatever podcast they want. What knowledge base do they have? Because they have their own experience of 25 years of life? Like what's going on over here? We have to take a step back. Let's understand the emes over here, the situation. Are they coming from Svarim? Or are they coming from what's going on in the world? So they want to share with you their ideas. But it's very popular because it's exciting and charismatic and this and that. Let's want to hear Musar. Let's want to go learn Musar. And of course, I'm preaching to the choir over here because everyone on this group, once again, you want to hear Musar. You want to improve. You're tzaddikim, you're tzidkaniyos. And he says, "Meg svarim v'chadoyim kol asher oisa chesed godol yichoshev." The more you make in the proper svarim, it's chesed godol yichoshev. It's considered to be a tremendous, tremendous act of kindness.